In this episode, I'm showing you how I dabble in feng shui and how I intentionally place items in my home office in a manner that nurtures and inspires me. Each framed picture that you will see represents what I value, what fills me with joy, and my dream of owning a brick and mortar shop someday. I'm sharing lots of visuals today, so head over to my YouTube channel, Jodi Pear, to watch this episode. Let's get started. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jodi Pear, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodipeardesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everybody. I'm Jodi Pear. And today's inspiration is a reading from Simple Abundance, a day book of comfort and joy, and also The Art of Decorating with Intention, which is a book that I self-published. The topic today is feng shui. And Sarah describes it as the mysterious art of placement to bring more harmony, health, prosperity, and good fortune into your life through inspired interior design. And I'm including a full reading of that meditation at the end of this video. But I want to show you how I dabble in feng shui in my own home. And so if you notice behind me back in the corner, there is a plant and a red box. And according to a tool that they use in feng shui called a Bagua map, and it's B-A-G-U-A, Bagua map. So according to this tool, that area of my office represents wealth. So that is like the wealth corner of my home office of where I'm sitting right now. And that plant is there intentionally to represent wealth to me. And every time I water that plant, I tell myself, like, I am symbolically nurturing of everything that represents wealth in my life. And the red box is called a prosperity box. And that is another symbol to me of what wealth means. And this picture is where I'm sitting at my desk right now. And I am surrounded by images that symbolize fame and reputation, love, career, and creativity. And these are all areas that are represented on the Bagua map. And there's also more. So what I have placed in this area, it doesn't physically and completely align with the Bagua map because I just have fun with it. I don't use it, you know, as a restrictive process and following it to a T. I just have fun with it and use it to help me decorate. But I intentionally place these items here in my desk area so that I feel nurtured and inspired each time I come and sit down here to do my work. I became so fascinated by decorating in this manner that I ended up writing a book that walks you through the process of how I used the Bagua map to decorate my office cubicle and my home. And what I love most about the Bagua map that you see pictured here is the question that is associated to it. And the question is, what does it mean to me? So as you're looking at this map, you should be asking yourself, what does wealth mean to me? What does career mean to me? What does love mean to me? And the idea is that you then decorate accordingly with whatever represents that meaning to you. And you can use the map to strategically place these items either in your room or somewhere in your house, or if you wanted to do it on a smaller scale, it could also just be on your desktop. So it's, you can have fun with it. I mean, feng shui is a serious art form, and there are practitioners who do that. So I am not suggesting that I do this. I just have fun with it. It's just a great way to look at your home and the items that you choose to surround yourself with. And if you look around your home, notice if it contains items that symbolize what is important to you and what you value most in life. And if you're not finding those things, then The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook in creating an oasis for your soul, is the book that I wrote to walk you through the process of using the Bagua map and explaining how to see objects as symbolism. And if you leave a 5-star review on my podcast, I will be randomly selecting a winner each month to receive a free electronic copy of this book. If this idea of symbolism and decorating in an intentional way is inspiring to you, I have also created a line of candles called Illuminate with Intention. And it's a two-sided candle, and it's just frosted white glass with this wood lid. And on the back is just a little added sparkle. And I partnered with Jam Cat Candles. She is, Janet is a local candle maker, and I designed this label. So she already had this line of candles, but I designed this label, and together we just created this partnership, and we're calling it Illuminate with Intention. And the reason that I wanted to create this is because I believe that we have the ability to shift our state of being simply by looking at something beautiful or meaningful to us. And so the idea of adding beauty and inspiration with the habit or the act of lighting a candle, I loved that idea. And I'm hoping to instill a new habit for you and get you started on your path to decorating with intention. And so this particular label says serenity, tranquil, zen, calm, and rejuvenate. And then it just has a series of images on there, just in soft colors, beachy types of images. And I also have a few other labels. I'm just looking over here. I have also believe, family, and travel. And so the idea is just to help you immerse yourself in those feelings and what does that mean to you. And if you take a moment each day to light that candle, thinking about what is evoked on the label, I just hope that it kind of gives you a little piece of tranquility and ritual every day, something where you can just quiet yourself down and think about what's important to you and maybe tie that habit to the act of getting your morning coffee or cooking dinner. That's what I do. Actually, I do at dinner time as I'm cooking and spending a lot of time in the kitchen, I will light that candle and just take a moment to pause and realize what's important to me and just feel that connection to my heart. And anyway, so the book and my candles are all available in my online shop, essentialpairings.com. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you next time. Bye. A reading from Simple Abundance, a daybook of comfort and joy by Sarah Bonbronic. May 12th, restoring a sense of harmony to your habitat. I am told that when the Chinese, who know everything, build a house, they consult the precepts of an ancient science, feng shui, which tells them exactly how, when, and where the work must be done, and so brings good fortune to the home forever. Jan Morris. Sarah writes, thousands of years ago in ancient China, practitioners of the mysterious art of placement known as feng shui advised emperors and nobles on how to bring more harmony, health, prosperity, and good fortune into their lives through inspired interior design. Based on allowing the cosmic breath or essential earth energy known as qi, which the Chinese believe infuses all of life, to flow freely in harmony with nature,
the esoteric seers of feng shui offered advice on everything from auspicious burial sites for a comfortable afterlife to the planning of entire imperial cities. Today, this profound and pragmatic Eastern art has been transplanted to the West as more of us become open to living new lives through ancient wisdom. American banks, corporations, and restaurants setting up operations in ancient Asian cities like Hong Kong recognize the importance of hiring feng shui consultants to advise them on every aspect of the design process, from the architectural blueprints to the propitious placement of desks, in order to ensure success for their businesses and the well-being of their employees. Catherine Metz, a contemporary feng shui practitioner, believes that all of us can make simple and affordable changes in our homes and workplaces that will spark our natural potential to be as alive, receptive, and as focused as possible. In these rapidly changing times, simple feng shui adjustments can help bring clarity, peace, joy, and prosperity. Some of her suggestions on how to transcend the mundane through the mystical include having a brass wind chime inside your front door for clarity, having books in plain view as you enter your home to increase insight, hanging a round mirror in your bedroom to bring more love, compassion, and understanding to an intimate relationship, placing flowers in your bedroom, kitchen, and study to cultivate good luck, and hanging a mirror on the wall adjacent to or behind your stove to reflect the burners, which are symbols of wealth and prosperity. If you are stuck in a rut or an unpleasant situation such as sloth, Metz advises moving 27 objects in your home that have not been moved in the last year, which will enhance your ability to move forward in life. While we're attempting to bring more order in our lives, this week offers us the perfect opportunity to experiment with feng shui to bring more harmony to our habits, clear closets and junk drawers, or move furniture around to dust behind it. Trust me, you will literally feel the chi begin to swirl about you as positive energy is released throughout your surroundings. It may seem illogical and inexplicable to rigid Western minds that good fortune can become ours by hanging mirrors or positioning our bed and desk in a certain way, but it can't hurt to be curious and experimental. After all, if we don't seek, we'll never find.
Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com. Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job. Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand. The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. And Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.